You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 126, Cloud Busting by Kate Bush. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at the second single from Kate Bush's Hounds of Love album, Cloud Busting. English singer-songwriter Kate Bush was the first woman in the UK to hit the top of the charts with a song she wrote herself. That was her first single, Wuthering Heights, in 1978, when she was just 19 years old. Kate Bush comes from a musical, artistic family who encouraged her songwriting and helped publicize her work, attempts that led to her contract with EMI. Bush's unusual lyrics and distinctive style earned her continued recognition. She toured in 1979 and subsequently released an album that topped the UK charts, Never Forever. The prolific Ms. Bush recorded several more albums and in 1985 released Hounds of Love. The second single from that album, like so many Kate Bush compositions, dealt with a rather shadowy figure in popular culture, the controversial psychoanalyst Wilhelm Reich. Reich began his career working with Sigmund Freud, the father of modern psychoanalysis, and at first they shared many of the same professional views, particularly that sexual repression caused neurosis, and neurosis was the root of mental illness. Reich, however, chose to focus particularly on orgon, a form of blue cosmic energy, which he believed was the positive force that gave life and energy. Lack of orgon, he thought, was responsible not only for mental illness, but also for physical ailments including cancer. He named it after the orgasm, during which orgon was released in large quantities, and much of his treatment of analysis patients consisted of leading them to find ways to harness orgon for their own benefit. He built special orgon accumulators, giant containers in which the patients sat undressed in order to obtain benefits of the orgon that was floating free in the air. As orgon was beneficial for physical as well as mental health, Reich wrote extensively of its power to cure even serious illness. He maintained that it could shrink tumors.
Top
Unlike Freud, who was treating wealthy patients for problems originating with sexual repression, Reich was a devoted communist and treated ordinary workers. His work and his writings, particularly the mass psychology of fascism, attracted Nazi attention, and he fled Germany, landing first in Scandinavia, which would not allow him to settle, and eventually in the United States, where he moved to a 200-acre estate in Maine that he named Organon. He continued his experimentation with Organon, attempting to convince scientists as reputable as Einstein that the force existed. He spent a lot of time growing microscopic life forms he called bions, which other scientists recognized as ordinary bacteria. Another of his inventions, the Cloudbuster, was designed to direct the forces of Organon in the atmosphere to produce rain over drought-stricken areas of the Earth. Eventually, Reich was prosecuted for his Organon accumulator activities. He insisted on defending himself and his ideas in court, and he died in prison. Many of his books and papers were destroyed by the government, but at his museum in Organon, you can find a Cloudbuster. Kate Bush's song tells the Reich story from the point of view of his only child, Peter, who was still a young child when his father died and who wrote a book about the experience. In the video for Cloud Busting, Bush herself plays the young Peter Reich. Kate Bush, a controversial figure herself, continues to do well despite living well outside the pop mainstream. In total, she's released 8 albums, and she often collaborates with other artists. After the birth of her son, she went on something of a hiatus, but returned in 2005 with a new album, and in 2007 contributed to the soundtrack for The Golden Compass. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.